Welcome to the deep dive. You know that that constant feeling, that need to be seen online to somehow stand out from, well, everyone else?
Yeah, it's a crowded space.
Totally. And whether you're running a business maybe right here in Austin, Texas, or you're just trying to get your amazing blog noticed, you've definitely bumped into SEO, search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm. It's unavoidable, really.
But here's the thing. Within SEO, there's this like major fork in the road. It really shapes the foundation of your whole online thing. We call them white hat or black hat strategies.
And it's not just jargon. It's fundamental.
Exactly. Think of it like building a house, right? White hat SEO. That's building it solid. Strong foundation, good materials, following all the rules, the building codes. You're building something to last.
Uh-huh. Compliant. Safe.
Right. Black hat SEO. That's, well, that's like throwing up a shack quickly, cutting corners, ignoring the safety stuff, just, you know, hoping it doesn't fall down before the inspector shows up.
Or worse, before Google notices.
Precisely. So today we're going to dive deep into these two very different ways of doing things. We'll unpack the techniques, look at the risks, and there are definitely risks, and show why ultimately the ethical way, the white hat way, is the only real path to long-term success online.
And we've got some great source material to back this up.
Perfect. So let's start with the good guys. White hat SEO. What's the blueprint there?
Okay, so white hat SEO. Fundamentally, it's about playing by the rules, sticking strictly to search engine guidelines, like the ones Google puts out, their webmaster guidelines.
Right.
And the core idea is prioritizing the user. It's all about high quality content, a great user experience, and building genuine ethical growth for your site. You're earning your spot.
Earning it, not tricking your way there. Okay, so if we're building that solid digital house, what are the actual quality materials? What does that look like in practice?
Great question. So the core principles, they really boil down to providing real, authentic value. First up, high quality content.
Okay.
This means publishing original stuff. Content that's actually useful, answers questions, and yes, uses keywords, but naturally, not forced. It's about giving people real value.
So by focusing on just making great content, you're sort of inherently building trust and authority, which Google likes, right?
Exactly. That's the foundation. It leads directly to a better user experience. People stick around longer, and that builds those strong, lasting rankings. And importantly, it keeps you safe from penalties.
Makes sense.
What else?
Then there's proper keyword research. And this isn't just grabbing popular terms. It's about understanding the intent behind the search.
Okay, what the user is really looking for.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And weaving those keywords into your content naturally. So you're speaking your audience's language, anticipating what they need.
Mm-hmm. A clean website architecture is also super important. Is your site mobile friendly? Does it load fast? Is it easy for people and search engines to navigate and find stuff? That's like the structural integrity.
Got it. The plumbing and wiring of the house.
Kinda, yeah. And for building authority, there's ethical link building. This is huge. It's about earning links because your content is so good, others want to reference it.
How do you earn them?
Through things like guest posting on relevant, reputable sites, smart PR, forming actual partnerships. These are real endorsements, not just links you bought somewhere.
And for our listeners, maybe in Austin, that local piece must be key.
Oh, absolutely. Local SEO optimization is non-negotiable for local businesses. That means accurate business listings everywhere, directories, maps, and really optimizing your Google business profile.
So you show up for those best tacos in Austin searches.
Exactly. Or Austin TX SEO services, if that's your business. All these things together, they create that solid, trusted online presence that lasts. And crucially, it avoids Google's penalties.
Okay, so that's the ethical path, a solid build.
Yeah.
But, you know, those shortcuts, they can look pretty tempting sometimes, promising fast results.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the other side. What happens when someone does try to cut corners? What exactly is black hat SEO?
Right. Well, black hat SEO at its core is really about trying to cheat the system. It's using aggressive tactics, manipulative stuff, basically designed to game the search algorithms for a quick win.
Game the system.
Yeah.
Sounds risky.
It is hugely risky. These techniques might give you a sudden short-term boost in rankings, maybe some quick traffic, but almost always they lead to severe penalties, sometimes even getting banned completely from Google.
Banned? Wow.
Yeah. It's short-term gain, almost guaranteed long-term pain. There's really no exception in the long run.
That sounds incredibly dangerous, almost like digital self-sabotage.
Yeah.
You mentioned penalties. Is there ever a situation where someone might think, okay, maybe this risk is worth it for a quick boost, or is it just always a bad idea?
It's tempting to think that, maybe get some initial traction, but honestly, it's almost always a false promise. The potential short-term gain is tiny compared to the often devastating long-term consequences. Let me give you some examples. Common black hat tactics from the source material.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear them.
A classic is keyword stuffing.
Yeah.
Just cramming your pages full of the same keywords over and over again. It makes the text sound awful, totally unnatural for a real person to read.
Right, like you see those paragraphs that just repeat the same phrase 50 times.
Exactly, trying to trick the bots. Then there's cloaking. This is sneaky. You show one version of your page to search engines, packed with keywords, maybe, and a completely different version to actual human visitors.
Whoa, that's straight up deception.
It is. Another big one is using private blog networks, or PBNs. This is where people create or buy links from a network of low-quality, often totally unrelated websites.
Why?
Just to create fake votes or links pointing to their main site, trying to artificially inflate its authority. It's faking endorsements instead of earning them.
Ah, okay. Like paying for fake reviews, but for links.
Kind of, yeah. We also see hidden text or links, making text or links invisible to the user. Maybe the text is the same color as the background, but search engines can still see it. Again, stuffing keywords or links where they don't belong.
Sneaky.
Very. And finally, things like clickbait and spammy redirects. You know, misleading headlines that trick you into clicking, or maybe you click something and instantly get sent to a totally unrelated, spammy site. Just try and grab quick, low-quality traffic.
And the consequences you mentioned, they sound severe, like potentially business ending.
They really can be. The immediate dangers are profound. You're looking at potentially devastating Google penalties that can literally wipe your site off the search results. Not just drop a few spots, but vanish.
Become invisible online. Yikes.
Yeah. And beyond that, you suffer a complete loss of credibility. If users figure out you're using shady tactics, or if your site suddenly disappears, that trust is gone, maybe forever.
Right. Reputation damage.
Huge reputation damage. And ultimately, any success you saw is incredibly short-lived. As soon as Google catches on, poof, it's gone. The cost financially of trying to recover from that, rebuild rankings, regain trust, it's often immense, far more than any quick buck you might have made.
Okay, let's lay it out clearly then. A direct comparison.
Yeah.
White hat versus black hat side by side, like comparing those two house blueprints.
Yeah, it makes the difference really stark. Let's look at key factors. Compliance. White hat follows the rules, adheres to Google's guidelines.
Huh.
Black hat blatantly violates them.
Okay, rule follower versus rule breaker.
Exactly. Then focus. White hat is all about the user experience, providing genuine quality. Black hat, its focus is purely on exploiting algorithms, finding loopholes.
User first versus algorithm first.
Right. What about results? White hat delivers long-term, stable, organic growth. Black hat gives you those short-term, super risky gains that usually vanish.
Stability versus volatility.
Perfect. And the risk factor. White hat has basically zero risk of penalties if done right. Black hat, extremely high risk. Penalties, bans, the works.
Low risk versus high risk. Obvious choice there.
You'd think so. Then the trust factor. White hat actively builds brand authority, user loyalty. Black hat, it destroys credibility, shatters user confidence if discovered.
Building trust versus destroying it.
Mm-hmm. And finally, what are they best for? White hat is for sustainable, ethical, long-term growth. Black hat is only good for, well, unsustainable quick wins that almost never last.
Sustainable versus unsustainable.
Yeah. Every single point leads to the same conclusion. One builds something lasting, the other is designed to crumble.
So this really gets to the why, doesn't it? Why Google has shifted so hard towards favoring white hat, and why it's basically the only game in town now, if you're serious.
It absolutely is. And the reasons are baked into how search engines themselves have evolved. First off, Google's algorithms are just way smarter now.
Than they used to be.
Oh, way smarter. They use AI, machine learning. Think updates like RankBrain, BERT, the helpful content updates. These things are specifically designed to sniff out and penalize manipulative tactics. The trips that maybe worked 10 years ago, they just don't fly anymore.
Okay, so the tech caught up to the tricks.
Definitely. Second, and this is huge, trust is basically the currency of the web. Users inherently trust organic results that feel authoritative, that seem genuine. White hat builds that trust, enhances your reputation. Black hat just erodes it.
Right, because users aren't stupid. They can often tell when something feels off.
Exactly. And Google wants to show users results they trust. Third, and we've touched on this, penalties can literally destroy your business. recovering is incredibly hard, expensive, time-consuming.
Yeah, you mentioned some businesses never recover.
It's true. Our source material highlights that. I've seen it too. It's not a slap on the wrist. It can be a knockout blow.
Okay, so some might argue, though, maybe in a really tough market, couldn't a quick, risky black hat boost give you that initial push, that capital, to then switch to white hat later? Like, the ends justify the means.
It's a tempting idea. I get it. But it's really a dangerous way to think in SEO. If we connect this to the bigger picture, think of ethical SEO like compound interest.
Right.
The more you invest consistently, the more time you put in, the bigger the returns grow over time. It builds on itself. Black hat. That's just pure gambling.
High stakes, low probability of long-term success.
Exactly. You might get a quick win, but the losses when you inevitably get caught are often devastating, sometimes unrecoverable. And that pivot to white hat, it usually comes too late. After the damage is done and your site's reputation is already trashed, Google, the house, always wins in the end.
Let's make this even more real. You mentioned case studies from the source material. Can you share some of those real-world examples really drive the point home?
Absolutely. Let's look at case study one. A local Austin business, this was a restaurant right here in Austin, they invested in proper ethical SEO, focused on local listings, good content about their food, getting their Google Maps profile right.
Okay, the white hat approach. What happened?
The result. Within about a year, 12 months, they were ranking in the top three results for best tacos in Austin. Think about what that means for a local restaurant. Steady traffic, more reservations, clear, sustained local success from doing it right.
That's fantastic. Real business impact. Now contrast that.
Okay, now case study two, the Black Hat shortcut. This involved an e-commerce site. They decided to go for speed and bought thousands of spammy backlinks. A classic black hat move.
Uh-oh. How'd that play out?
Well, initially, their rankings did jump. For about 3 months, it looked like it was working. The illusion of success. But then, exactly as expected, Google's algorithms caught up. The site got hit with a penalty, and their rankings plummeted. The source says they lost 80% of their revenue overnight.
Wow. 80%. That's devastating. Shows how fast it can unravel.
Absolutely. A brutal lesson. And one more. Case study three. White hat for long-term growth. This was a SaaS startup, a software company. They played the long game, focused on publishing really high quality blog posts, valuable guides, doing strategic guest posting on respected industry sites, building real links ethically.
So slow and steady.
Slow and steady, consistently building value. And over 2 years, they tripled their organic traffic. Now they consistently outrank competitors, including some who are likely still messing around with those risky shortcuts.
That really illustrates the pattern, doesn't it?
It couldn't be clearer.
Yeah.
Genuine effort, patience, playing by the rules, it pays off, often massively. Trying to cheat, it might offer a flash in the pan, but it almost always ends badly.
Okay, so for listeners thinking, all right, I'm convinced white hat is the way. What should they actually do? What are the practical best white hat strategies to focus on?
Good question. Based on our research, here's the actionable advice. First, conduct keyword research the right way. Don't just guess. Really dig into what your audience is searching for. Target those intent-driven keywords.
Like the SEO Austin TX services example for a local provider.
Exactly. Or longer questions people might type in. Use semantic variations, long-tail queries. Understand the language of your users.
Okay, what's next?
Second, focus intensely on user experience, UX. Is your site fast? Is it easy to use on a phone? Is navigation clear? Google wants to send users to sites they'll actually enjoy using. Good UX keeps people engaged.
Makes sense. Keep them happy.
Third, publish high-quality content regularly. This is maybe the most important. Create valuable stuff, in-depth blogs, useful guides, answer common questions thoroughly, and don't just use text. Mix in videos, infographics, maybe case studies like the ones we discussed. Make it rich and authoritative.
Earn that expertise.
Precisely. Fourth, earn links. Don't buy them. We talked about this. Focus on outreach, guest posting on relevant sites, building real relationships, maybe some PR. Build genuine authority. Don't try to fake it.
Right. Earned media, essentially.
Yeah. And finally, especially if you are a local business, leverage local SEO. Optimize specifically for your geographic area like Austin TX SEO. Encourage real customer reviews. Keep all your online business listings, name, address, phone number, accurate and consistent everywhere.
Got it. Solid advice.
And if we look ahead, connecting this to the bigger picture, the whole future of search just keeps reinforcing why white hat is the only real option.
How so?
Well, think about AI and machine learning. Google's algorithms are just going to get better and better at spotting manipulation, and faster. The window for black hat tricks is constantly shrinking.
They're closing the loopholes.
Exactly. Also, think about voice search and conversational queries. More people are searching by asking questions naturally, like they're talking. This favors high-quality, user-focused content that provides clear answers.
All right, not keyword stuff nonsense.
Not at all. And Google keeps doubling down on EET. That's experience, expertise, authority, and trust. They want to rank content from sources that demonstrably have these qualities.
So proving you actually know what you're talking about and that you're trustworthy.
Precisely. It all points in one direction, user-centric search. The future is about rewarding sites that genuinely serve the user, provide value, and offer a great experience.
So, simply put, the conclusion from the source material is pretty stark. Black hat SEO is basically on its deathbed, while white hat SEO is thriving. It's just how the web works now.
That's the takeaway. It's a fundamental shift.
So as we wrap up this deep dive comparing white hat and black hat SEO, the verdict seems, well, crystal clear. If you're serious about building something online that lasts, something trustworthy, playing fair wins every single time.
Absolutely. And understanding this difference isn't just academic. It helps you make smarter choices for your own website or business, sure, but it also helps you evaluate the SEO advice or services you might come across online. You're looking for real authority and trust, and so are the search engines.
Right. And like our source mentioned, a truly ethical approach is comprehensive. It gave the example of Austin CodeMonkey, an Austin company focusing specifically on Austin TX SEO for local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Their services cover all the bases we discussed, adhering to Google's best practices, doing technical audits for site speed, nailing local SEO, building content that establishes credibility. It shows that ethical SEO isn't just one thing. It's a holistic strategy.
It really is. It's about building that solid foundation we talked about at the start.
So here's a final thought for you as you go back to browsing the web after this. Start noticing. How often do you maybe sense a black hat shortcut trying to grab your attention? Yeah. A weird link, a spammy feeling site. And think about this. How does your own behavior, when you choose to click on a result that feels genuine and authoritative, actually reinforce the power and importance of white hat SEO for everyone?
Interesting point. Our clicks are votes in a way.
They really are. Thanks for joining us to this deep dive.
Austin CodeMonkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.